Hello and welcome to another episode of the Top Teacher Podcast. I'm James, and as always, I'm joined by the brilliant Lisa. Today, we're diving into something that I think every teacher wrestles with: how to turn all those big educational theories into real, practical lesson plans you can actually use tomorrow.
Absolutely, James. It's such a common challenge, isn't it? We all read about Vygotsky, Piaget, Maslow, and the rest. But sometimes it feels like a huge leap from theory to the reality of a 45-minute class with 30 students.
Exactly. Today's episode is all about building that bridge, from the principles you read in Top Teacher Theory Volume 1, to tangible classroom routines, measurable objectives, and those all-important assessment strategies.
Right, and we want to keep it really practical. We'll show you how to take those research-informed ideas around motivation, development, social learning, and memory, and actually turn them into something you can take straight into your next lesson.
Let's start with why this even matters. It's one thing to know that, say, Vygotsky talks about social scaffolding, or that Piaget focuses on developmental readiness. But all of that only really improves learning if it becomes an actionable plan, something you can measure, adjust, and actually see working in your students.
That's so true. Well-constructed lessons use theory to set out exactly what students need to learn, why it matters for their future skills, and how they're going to get there, all within the tight timeframe and reality of a school day.
So, by the end of this episode, we want to help you do a few key things: turn a pedagogical principle into clear learning objectives and success criteria, draft a timed lesson outline that takes into account attention spans, structure your activities for a smooth learning flow, and produce a complete, classroom-ready 45-minute lesson plan.
And we'll be breaking it down into four main topics. First, how to convert principles like scaffolding or student-centered learning into actual, teachable actions. Then, how to write measurable learning objectives and choose the right evidence for learning, whether that's formative or summative.
Then we'll look at sequencing and pacing, how to structure a lesson from motivation, through teaching and activation, into reflection and closure. We'll talk about the three-question model: what, why, how, and we'll bring in research on attention span and the idea that people really remember beginnings and endings the most.
And finally, we'll walk through a practical example, a worked 45-minute lesson plan, including tips on differentiation, materials, and even backup plans for when things go sideways, as they sometimes do.
So, before we get into the nitty-gritty, there are a few things we'd suggest you prepare if you're following along. Bring a curricular aim or a principle from Volume 1 that you want to convert into a lesson. If you have any diagnostic or prior knowledge data about your class, even just informal notes, have those handy. And, of course, your preferred lesson plan template, whether that's on OneNote, Google Docs, or your school's LMS.
Yes, and don't forget the evidence-based reminders that can make or break a lesson plan. For example, always start with a sharp, clear objective written right at the top of your plan, and use measurable verbs. That way, you and the students know exactly what success looks like.
I love that. Another key point: break your lesson into manageable chunks. Plan for mini beginnings and mini endings, because research shows students remember the start and end of a lesson most clearly. And try not to lecture continuously for more than about 10 minutes in one go.
Definitely. Build an activation and practice in the middle, then leave time for reflection and a concrete closure. And make sure to include formative checks, like quick polls or short tasks, so you can adjust your pace and support in real time.
Also, script your plan enough that a substitute could pick it up and run with it if needed. And always have a backup activity ready in case you run out of time or technology fails you.
And don't just stick to one mode of teaching. Vary your modalities. Get students working in pairs, small groups, and as a whole class. It keeps everyone engaged and caters to different learning styles.
One last thing before we dive into the first topic: use the 12 tips checklist from the appendix as your quality control. It's a fantastic way to double-check your plan before teaching.
So, what will you actually deliver by the end of this process? A draft 45-minute lesson plan that aligns objectives, sequence, timing, activation tasks, and assessment strategies. You'll use your lesson plan form and those checklists we've talked about.
And all of this is grounded in both classic and contemporary research, Vygotsky and Piaget for learning and development, Maslow for motivation, Baron for collaborative problem solving, plus all the latest findings on memory, attention, and formative assessment.
Brilliant. So, let's get started with topic one, taking one theoretical principle from volume one and mapping it to a concrete learning objective and an opening activation you could actually use in a real lesson. James, do you have an example in mind?
I do, actually. Let's say we pick social scaffolding from Vygotsky. It's all about supporting students just beyond their current level, right? So, our objective might be, students will be able to explain a new concept to a peer using a structured set of prompts.
That's a great start. And for the activation, you could have a quick pair-share activity where each student tries to teach the concept to their partner using those prompts. It's active, social, and it gives you an immediate sense of who's got it.
Exactly. And that fits beautifully with the idea of formative checks. While students are explaining, you can circulate, listen in, and spot any misconceptions straight away.
Right, and it's a natural segue into the next phase of your lesson, maybe a whole class discussion to clarify any tricky points. The key is, you're not just talking about theory, you're turning it into real, observable actions in the classroom.
So, throughout this episode, we'll keep building on that process, showing you step by step how to move from the big ideas to a detailed, workable plan. Stay with us as we tackle learning objectives and outcomes next.